The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's doing, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's everything?
Everything's great. Unofficial kickoff of summertime. Memorial Day weekend, my man.
Yes, sir. Yes. Memorial Day weekend, and the weather's been getting, besides the rain, the temperature's getting a lot nicer and warmer, and the yards are certainly looking beautiful, and, you know, so from that aspect, it's time.
Yeah, it's early this year. You know, Memorial Day is early this year, and it's I don't know. I wasn't ready for Memorial Day on. If I'm being frank with you, I'm not prepared for it to be Memorial Day weekend. Honestly, you know.
Yeah. Well, for you still got the kids. You know, they're still in school. So I guess when the when you get more towards schools out, that's really the full kick the summer.
Yeah, and you know what else it is, Mike, in all seriousness, and, you know, I'm not, you know, going to sit here and complain about the rain, but the rain has really, you know, put a damper on things. You know, the outside stuff around the house has really been, you know, put on the shelf here a little bit, and, you know, so it's just, I think that's why I just, you know, up here I haven't had a chance to, you know, get outside and do all the stuff around the house, and, you know, our mulch isn't even done yet this year, and that's, So anyway, it is Memorial Day weekend, and, you know, it's an important weekend for everybody out there, and I hope that you do take some time and, you know, you think about what Memorial Day is all about, because if it wasn't for all of those people who have come before us and given themselves, you know, given the greatest, you know, sacrifice that you can make, we wouldn't be able to have this radio show, and people wouldn't be able to do, you know, the freedom things that we have to do. So, you know, take some time and think about that on Monday. It's not just about barbecues and beers and, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs. It is about, you know, something more and greater than that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Doug, just real quick, I was talking to my son this week, and he brought up something about the military, about something about, you know, war or something that, you know, I guess over in, when it was Afghanistan, I believe he was talking about. And I was just, you know, when you really think about it, just unbelievable what our military, what they do, you know what I'm saying, being over there and just the whole thing and the, you know, and the people that have lost their lives. And it's just, it's unbelievable. It really, really is.
You know, Mike, I had the opportunity this past Monday night again to see, and we'll talk about this for a little while. We don't have a whole heck of a lot to report about the market, so conversation's okay. I saw this past Monday night, I had the opportunity to, Marcus Luttrell came, the police in our town, the PBA, hosted him to come and speak this week. So Monday night we saw Marcus Luttrell, who was the Lone Survivor. The movie Lone Survivor was about him, and he was talking about his tour in Afghanistan, where he and his Navy SEAL team of five people that were on, you know, special op in Afghanistan, where, you know, it was just a bad situation, and his three mates that he was out with, you know, got killed, and he got, you know, it was fortunate enough to get out. But to your point, when you hear about what's going on out there and what these men, you know, and women sacrifice for us, it really is, it's unbelievable. And I don't think that we, I know I don't, as a person, give enough time thinking about that and being appreciative of all they do, you know?
I'll tell you, Doug, I mean, I know it sounds a little bit cliche, but it makes my bad day at the office, when I think about that, it makes my bad day be like, stop whining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. I mean, you know, it's been crazy lately at our office, and a couple of days, it's been crazy, this, da, 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 da. And, you know, now when you're sitting here talking about it, I'm like, stop whining. You know, it's like.
Well, yeah, part of his message was, the other day, which, you know, I took away from it. He's like, listen, everybody just has days. And a good day is great. Bad day is what it is. But just look at it as a day and move on and, you know, continue on. And you know, one of his messages, though, Mike, which is something that we could translate to our listeners here, is that is preparation. You know, how the Navy SEALs are always prepared for an unbelievable diverse amount of circumstances that they could face. And, you know, he said, fear is very different than, you know, being anxious or being nervous about something. And you're fearful of something when you're not prepared for it.
Yeah.
But even if you are prepared, you'll get anxiety. But the answer is you know what to do to handle it and take it from there. And, you know, as listening to him speak, I was thinking about our clients and our listeners, how, you know, many of them are fearing retirement because they're ill prepared for it, because they haven't done the work behind the scenes to get prepared for it. And, you know, it really was, you know, kind of interesting.
Well, Doug, and I know I've said it recently on some previous shows the last couple of weeks, but like clients that we work with that are getting ready for retirement and we're crunching the numbers and we know we're there and we're good. And we say, go ahead, you know, you can retire today if you had to. And whether they go a year, two more years, five more years, just the confidence level and the stress-free level of work and not worrying about it anymore, kind of having that behind you. And you're right. You're 100% right. They're prepared. They're well prepared. They know what to expect. And there's not that unknown of, I have fear in me. Like, am I going to have enough money? Am I going to be able to live in my retirement? And it is. It really does truly apply that, you know, being prepared, it's kind of important, right?
Yeah, and you know what he said, Mike, is that, you know, everybody gets the butterflies in the stomach. You know, that's natural. That's not fear, okay? Because that's just, you know, you're in an uncomfortable situation. But if you're prepared to go, you're ready to go. And, you know, we want to try to help our listeners be prepared, and, you know, so they're not fearful. And you're still going to get the butterflies and a little bit of anxiousness when you know it's your last day at work. Most people are. The paycheck's going to stop. So you're going to get a little anxious over that. But when you have the confidence from the preparation that you did beforehand, that'll get you through that little anxious moment right there.
Isn't that really amazing when you think about it, Doug, that most fear and most people are worrying about retiring? It has to do with, and it's a biggie, like that paycheck's going to stop. So if, you know, just say like, I'll make up a fake number. I'm getting $3,000 a week paycheck, make believe. And you're so used to that and you could count on it so much and it's been that way forever. And you know that check's there, say, every Friday, or it's in your bank account every Friday. And all of a sudden, today's my last day and next Friday that check's not going to be there anymore.
Right.
That's huge anxiety. I mean, there is no doubt about it, but that's really what the fear is about. It's not that you don't have to go to work anymore.
100%.
It's not all the, or anything else you could think of work related or your career or geez, I did it for 30 years. It's going to be stopping. It's the anxiety over that one issue. And it's that money, that check.
What happens now? Would you agree with me? This is scientific, and I never did the research on it, but probably related to work, people's number one fear is losing their job, becoming unemployed.
Sure.
Well, when you retire, you're voluntarily becoming unemployed.
Yeah.
Permanent unemployment.
Yeah. Self-employed.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, so let's just hop to the markets here and what's been going on here. The market's been it's been feeling some pressure. Over the last week or so here, and nothing earth shattering. Yeah, you know, we've seen some pressure that's going on there, and you know, it's at this time in market cycles when we got to tell people, you know, make sure you're doing the right thing and paying attention to what's going on out here, because there's some blinders out there that people could slap on, and let me give you one of them. The consumer confidence number came out that came out last week. Consumer confidence is the highest level it's been in 15 years, all right? that can put the blinders on. So that tells us that people are feeling good, right, Mike? They're out there spending their money. They're feeling good about things right now. And they should. But when they start, when they're feeling good like that, they forget to pay attention to the other things, the what ifs. What if this, you know, pulls back here? What if the confidence goes in a different direction? Am I prepared to handle that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And that's, you know, you kind of brought the feel good side that you're saying, oh, consumer confidence is good. And so you're assuming most people are feeling really good about things, stuff like that. Very true. Now, the other side of that, right, is the market's been pulling back here a little bit. And a lot of it's been whether or not to trade negotiations going on, what's going on, you know, every news cycle, there's volatility. And at the end of the day, you know, my answer is to that is you can't control it.
Right.
You just can't. Whether trade's going to go good, whether it's going to be a deal done, a deal not done, a good deal, bad deal, you have no control, right? That's macro. That's you know, the
fact
that.
That's big out there, big world stuff that you and I can't control.
Right. And even consumer sentiment, right? That's good. It's a sample of the people. But that's also macro, too, and that's good positive news. But what you can't control is micro. And like you said, let's not get crazy here. Let's not get lazy. Let's not, you know, put the blinders on, if you will. And but also conversely, you know, markets down, let's say, because of trade. Let's not also think that's the end of the world. It's what have you done for yourself? And I mean, Doug, I feel like it's just like, you know, stop already, guys. We're saying this week in and week out. But it's so true. What you got to do what you can control, not what you can't control.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we got a song to sing and we got an audience to sing it to. And sooner or later, you know, we just hope that you start to sing along with us on the, you know, be prepared and make sure you're doing the right steps and going in the right direction with the things that you're supposed to be doing. I mean, Mike, it's Memorial Day weekend, right? 2019 here.
Yeah.
And so we're a little bit more than a week through the middle of the second quarter. So we're on to the second half of the second quarter of the year. And the first quarter of the year, market-wise, was pretty good. I think most people out there probably did, you know, pretty well for themselves. The second quarter of the year, yeah, it's kind of flattish right now as we're sitting here talking, a little bit to the positive side, but kind of flattish, you know, if you will. And the reality of the situation is, if you haven't taken some time to sit and review, well, why not take some time here this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend? And if nothing else, grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and just jot down three things that you want to accomplish financially in your life. And, you know, if retirement's on that list or something that has to do, you know, with your money that you think that you need help with, well, let us help you with it because that's what we want to do.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, you're right. So, you know, we'd help you. We'd love to help you, you know, to sit down and review and go through what's going on in your financial life. I mean, it's that important. But I think, Doug, the big thing is again, you know, what we're trying to say to you folks and what we say it every week is we want you to have your situation under control. We want you to be well prepared. You know, you want to know the truth, whether today's news about the trade or how good the consumer confidence is shouldn't matter to you one bit.
Right.
It should be about you, your plan in place. Let's give an example, right, Doug? If you're retired, hopefully your income is nice and guaranteed and you have nothing to worry about and market fluctuations don't really mean a hill of beans to you because you have plenty of income coming through your door. You're living your lifestyle and you don't have to stop today or go forward because of market news.
Yeah. No, you're right, Mike. And you know what? For a lot of people out there, Mike, they get overwhelmed by the idea of having a goal, if you will. You know, and I was listening to a podcast the other day by it was by Dan Sullivan. He's the creator of Strategic Coach, which is a coaching program for entrepreneurs out there. And you know, he was saying that one of the biggest obstacles that entrepreneurs have and people in general is that setting a goal is overwhelming to most people. So what he suggests. And what really makes a good thing is that set a multi-year plan, a multi-year framework for yourself, and work inside of that framework. So if your multi-year framework is, all right, 5 years from now, you know, I want to be retired and da-da-da-da, rather than say, I need to have the plan done by the end of March, right? And then take them in quarter bite-sized pieces. Okay, what am I going to do this quarter to work towards that? What am I going to do that quarter? And it kind of made sense to me when I was listening to it because, yeah, goals do become overwhelming, don't they? Setting them, you can get bogged down.
You know, Doug, I worry about that. You know, I know we always say like, hey, look, you know, we'll sit down. What's your goals? What, you know, goals? And I think sometimes goals just have a little too big for the person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if the word objective is better. Like, well, you know, what's ideas. Your objective?
Yeah, ideas.
Like, yeah, like what's your, you know, like work? What's your objective? What do you? You know, oh, I want to retire in 2 years. Instead
right.
of saying, you know, I don't know.
When you, well, we've
it's all a lot of it's psychological. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we've spoken about this in the past on the show. You know, Mike, where we realize that word goal is overwhelming for a lot of people. So what we tell people often is, what's your ideas in your head? What's your idea? What would you like to see happen if you could make it happen? And because I think the person hears the word goal, and I think that they think that they're going to be personally responsible for doing everything necessary to accomplish this. And who's got the time for that?
And you know what, Doug? We even had a piece that we gave out that helps people kind of like get that organized
right.
in their minds. Like, what's your retirement going to look like? You know, is it the golf course 3 days a week? Is it the beach? You know, all summer long, like what, you know, is it Florida in the winter? I mean, we have a piece that we help people try to help you get retirement organized, if you will.
Yeah.
What do you see? How are you going to live? Does this sound good to you? Almost like a menu.
Yeah. And Mike, you know, it's not just limited to retirement, right?
Yeah.
You know, people have ideas. What's your idea about funding your kids' college education? What are you thinking about there? What's your ideas about, going on vacation? What's your idea?
Money spent at the house.
Right.
Projects. Are you going to redo the kitchen? Are you going to wait? Are you going to redo the bathroom?
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. You know what? Let's hop to a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some great ideas for you related to your retirement money. So we will be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
Welcome back, folks. Glad that you're investing some of your time here on Memorial Day weekend with us and listening to our show. And hopefully we're, you know, making some good sense to you and getting you thinking about your financial situation. And one of the things that Mike and I take great pride in is finding good quality material, educational stuff to share with you, to provide you with that you can use even if you're going to try and do this yourself, the financial stuff yourself, that you can use as a tool for you, educational resource, to help you go along the path to accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And Mike and I, last year or so, found a wonderful program out there that we do some of our dinner presentations on, and it gives us books that we can give to people to help with the education of it. And one of these presentations is retirement income, charting a course to help your money last. And the piece that we have here to share with you is something we're going to take some time to walk through today and let you know how you can get a hold of one of these if you want one so that you could use it at home for a workbook for yourself. So I'll give you the number in advance if you want to jot it down. It's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That'll be the number to call to get a copy of this book that we're going to walk through here. And, Mike, we don't have enough time to go through this entire book, right? We never do. We take up the entire show, and quite frankly, the show would probably get long-winded, you know, if we did that. So let's tell the people, let's zip through the table of contents here in the book, let them know the kind of stuff that's in here, and then touch on a few of the things individually or randomly, if you will.
Yeah, Doug, again, you know, to kick off this piece, right, it's talking about, you know, your retirement income, charting a course to help your money last. And I just want to start out one thing that's said here, and here is that it says many people are unprepared, and only 18% of pre-retirees surveyed say they felt very confident that they would have enough money for retirement. Okay, and that goes back to a survey that was done back in 2017. So it is a serious thing that most people are saying, well, what are we going to do about retirement income? And, you know, this here talks about five actions, items to chart your course for income in retirement. And why don't we kick it off with that and talk about the five actions?
All right. That sounds sounds good, and it's probably logical. And then the first thing is that, and we've spoken about this, and you know that we've spoken about it, folks, ad nauseum here, is that size up your current situation and your sources of income. All right? Let's get on a piece of paper, write down the assets that you currently have, the liabilities that you're living with, and where's your money going to come from. All right? That's you. I mean, when we say sources of income, like Social Security, pension, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right. So it's kind of like the broad strokes of how am I going to do this? So, you know, sources of income, assets that I have, retirement assets that I have, how am I going to make this retirement income situation work for me?
Yeah. So, and it's going to, in your, you're doing this, when you're sizing up your current situation, you're going to want to know, you know, what your current bills are, right? You need to know what your, what you, how much money you need a month to live on, and then your lifestyle. And I think it was last week, Mike, we spoke about in your lifestyle, things that you're planning for is things that you deserve, right? Just your wants. What do I want? I think when we were talking in the, you know, about the fit retirement piece, there's a section in there that says just what do you want? You know, you got to, you line up your expenses, right? Your cost of living expenses and then, you know, all that stuff. But what about just what you want to do? What's that going to cost?
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, and when you're sizing up this current situation, some things to take into consideration, right, is length of retirement. And you and I talk about it all the time. We believe it's 25 years plus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So when you kick off day one of retirement, we believe you got a good 25 years left of it. Some other things you have to worry about, right, is inflation, taxation, medical costs, right, also weigh into that. These are things I think a lot of those three right there, people don't take into consideration. People a lot of times want to sit down and say, all right, my expenses are this. I can come up with income of that. I'm good.
Right.
But, you know, length of time, inflation, medical, taxation has to be calculated in there.
You know, Mike, inflation is like high blood pressure. You can't feel it. You can't taste it. You can't see it. But if you don't pay attention to it, in a way, it could kill you.
I got to tell you, I saw it the other day. I mean, gas prices are always seem up to me, but recently they jumped again, like when you went to the pump, you know, and I saw it and I'm like, wow, oof, you know, gas is back to being expensive again. And that's like, there's a very popular inflation, right? You know, cost of gas, right? Maybe you went to the pump and you fill up and it's usually $30, but this time you went and it was $35, $37. That's $5 or $7 eating out of your wallet right there on the spot.
100%. You know, Mike, as you know, recently, my wife's grandmother passed away at 102 years old. And one of the cool things that they had in their house is that now they would have been married. She passed away on what would have been their 78th wedding anniversary. Okay. So what's that year did they get married in then? 1921? No.
31.
1931?
Or 41. 41.
Okay. So one of the things that they have here, and we took a picture of it, is they had a book and they kept all their expenses from the related to their wedding.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Blood test, $4. Marriage license, $2. Wedding ring, $12.50. Gown, $29.95. Like, isn't this amazing, Mike? Or the hall, the hall, $10. The orchestra, $5. Beer, wine, soda, and whiskey for their whole wedding, $114. That's what they went for. That was the big shebang.
I gotta tell you, man, they hit it. They partied,
right? And then Mike, 55 chickens, $61.50. You know what that? You know that, so. It's just amazing, and nothing changes as far as inflation is concerned, right? Those were just some of the examples, and I hope to one day grab their book and compile something very valuable for us to use on the show and share with the listeners, right? Because it's real, and you can't argue with it. And this is the cost of living that they experience in their life. What leads us to believe that the people today aren't going to have that same, you know, inflation number associated with their life?
You know what would be fun to do, Doug, for you and I, and we should really do this one day, put a little time into it. But, you know, we've been on the show over 22 years doing this program. I would love to go back to the date that we started.
Okay.
And pull prices and see what the prices of everything were. Everything from gasoline to milk to, you know, the basics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And how it's changed over years of talking about inflation, retirement, medical costs. Well, we know medical costs went through the roof over that period of time.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and that's
let's just do it.
Yeah, but that would be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that would be cool. So let's hop back to the booklet here. I'm sorry, I went off on a little tangent there, but we want to emphasize the importance of inflation to you guys. Now, Mike, the next segment that goes in here in this book is that choosing a distribution method. Now, this is where people get kind of like messed up and bogged down, if you will. They're like, all right, I've got this money in my retirement account. I've got this money in the bank. I've got this money in these mutual funds or whatever it is over here, you know, some sort of investment. How do I get money out of these things now? And in what order do I take money out of them? Very, very overwhelming for a lot of people out there. Not even overwhelming. They just don't know how to do it.
Sure. And, you know, and that's a biggie, right? The distribution method, right? Where does the money come from? What accounts, you know, eroding accounts, not eroding accounts, taxation, really the biggie, right? I mean, you know, the whole, do I take it from a taxable account, non-taxable account, required minimum distributions? How does that play into it? I could really sit here and just hammer you on distributions on what I should or shouldn't do, but it's huge. It's a big deal, and it's certainly one of the big steps when planning the retirement income strategy.
And I'm going to tell you that I think it's one of the areas where we prevent the most mistakes. When we're given the opportunity to be involved in this with a client. And what I mean by that is that it's a commonplace for people to psychologically just want to take money when they need extra money out of the largest account. Right? Agreed?
Yeah.
You know, and for many people, retirement account is the largest account that they have. But they do have other money in like a bank account or something like that that they're not using. And very often, you know, we're like, you probably don't want to take it all from this account, the retirement account, because you're going to owe a large tax liability on it if you do. How about if we blend it together? I understand you don't want to, you know, take it all from the other account. And I don't want you to take it all from the other account, because if we deplete that entire account, well, at some point in time, we're going to have no choice but to take all taxable money. So let's be smart about it and blend it together. Let's look at it in a smart, intelligent way and figure out the best way to get the money out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Doug, it's vital. It's a big part. And then something else that kind of links to it, Doug, is understanding of the distribution rules, right?
I mean,
that's also what really understanding those rules helps you make the decisions easier. And that's where a lot of people come up short and they need us, or they'll say, hey, can I, you know, what should I do or that? Because they don't understand the distribution rules. It's like the age 59 and a half rule. You know, that's one of them.
When can I? When do I have to? Right?
Yeah.
When can I and when do I have to?
Yeah. And that's, you know, again, you can 59 and a half and I have to at 70 and a half when it comes to the retirement money.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a big one. Calculations that have to be done with the required minimum distributions. Another big one, you know, penalty-free early distributions. How does that plan? So the laws, the taxation laws that wrap themselves around distributions really are the decision makers of what you should or shouldn't do, generally, most of the time.
You know, Mike, all this and more that what we're talking about is contained in this retirement income charting your course to help your money last booklet that we have here to give out to you. We're offering it out to our show listeners tonight. Typically, we just hold on to this and we give it to people who come to our dinner presentations. It goes along with, you know, it can go along with that. It's a beautiful color, you know, piece here. But we decided that on Memorial Day weekend here, we were going to hand, you know, give you the opportunity to call in and get this, you know, without having to come to one of the dinner presentations. So if you'd like a copy of this booklet, please feel free. There's no cost or obligation to, you know, getting this, no strings attached or anything. Just call at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give a buzz, and we'd be happy to drop one of these in the mail to you, hard copy. We're not going to send you a link or something in an email, an actual booklet where you can have it. You can write in it. You can take notes in it. Do whatever you want. But this is one of the best pieces that is in our library of stuff that we give out.
Sure is. So it's a great piece, folks. Take advantage of it. Give us a call. We'd love to get it out to
you.
Yep.
All right, Michael, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You're hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, hope that you got some good value out of that last segment. And listen, I really encourage you to pick up the phone and give a call to get that that booklet. It's a it really is a valuable piece. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of compliments, you know, about it over, you know, the last year or so since we've had it. And, you know, at our dinners been providing with people, and we gave you the opportunity to get your hands on it without having to, you know, come to one of those presentations. So, you know, our way of saying thanks for listening to the show.
Sure. Yep.
What you been up to? You want me to kick off or you want to kick off?
Yeah, kick it off.
So I had a review meeting recently, Mike, and this is the importance of review meetings, is that there's a change in this family's situation in that one of the family members was diagnosed with a mental disorder. And now there needed to be an estate planning change going on because they had this, mental illness now that they have qualified for government aid. The daughter's qualified for government aid. And so now the special needs planning needs to go into effect here. And, had we not had this review meeting, it may not have come to light.
Yeah.
Special needs, Mike, is an area where you and I have helped, many people over the years. And I get nervous about special needs. I get nervous about the lack of what I feel is special needs planning out there. I think that people who have children with special needs aren't necessarily doing the proper planning work. And I get it. I know it because they're overwhelmed already. They've got a lot on their plate and they're very busy and all that stuff. But listen, the reality is none of us have a lease on life, right? And nobody's birth certificate has an expiration date on it, so you don't know when it is. So you got to make sure that you're doing the right things. And, the special needs planning is something that I just, I got a spot in my heart for it and it needs to be done. And if anybody out there is listening and you've got a child of special needs, want to let you know that Mike and I, are here to help you, navigate those waters.
Yeah. I know, Doug, your work in that has been excellent through the years and you've handled many cases for us. And I know you take a lot of pride in that, as I do, too. But I'm saying I know you like to talk about that. You like to bring a lot of light to that. And rightfully so, because it's something that's not really... hey, everybody's got that 401k plan. You know what I'm saying? It's something that's very specialized and affects some people and doesn't affect some people. And what you do is it's a whole process and very good.
Mike, let me just talk about this, for a little bit further here for a minute, is that, society is becoming much better now with being accepting, if you will, of people with special needs. So that was not always the case in this
right.
In this world, if you will. And there's still some countries where they don't. So I'm really proud and happy of the fact that now this is becoming more, to the light of everybody's forefront here. And I just want to just reiterate, I don't want to be redundant, but I want to reiterate that, special needs planning is something that's very important to do, and we're here to do it. So that's, I just wanted to get that in there before you you moved on. Go ahead, bud.
Yep. Hey, Doug, another area too is just working with an existing client and recently there was a death in the family. So we had to look at her will and go through things and see what would happen now that this person had passed away and if something was to happen to her and how the money was being left and there's children involved and a whole different thing. So, that's an area that people have to remember, Doug. And I mean, when things go on, like you said, things evolve in people's families, whether it be something for special needs or whether it be a death or whether it be, you have to stay on top of your documents and make sure that they're still up to speed. People all too often, Doug, I'm sitting down with folks and new clients and I'm asking about, do you have a will? And the answer is no. Do you have a will? Yeah, but we're not even sure where it is. We think it's outdated. Just different things. And I know you always speak about, hey, check those beneficiary forms. And if you can't, then just file new ones and put the way it should be on it. And for the listener, it may be redundant to hear us saying this all the time. But for us who's practicing, we come across it all the time, situations where things need to be looked at or something needs to be revised. It's just the way it is. I mean, time marches on.
You're 100% correct, Mike, and you're spot on there. And, and you're also, I know you're also dealing with a client right now who's unfortunately a mother is at approaching end of life, you know, and it's known and it is going to happen. And that's coming down the pike, and it's never a good time in anybody's life. And last week's show, we spent some time talking about inheritance planning, right? And how to react or behave when a loved one has passed away and you are now the recipient of some, you know, assets. And it's important, I think, Mike, for us to take a second here and remind everybody what we spoke about, and that is there's no rush. There is no rush for you to immediately do something. Give yourself a chance to grieve and take your time. And, you know, at some point in time, it does need to be dealt with. You can't just ignore it, but there's no rush to doing it.
Yeah, and it's funny, Doug, because that's the exact conversation I had with this client. And you know, it is the inevitable. And I said, hey, you know, somewhere along the line, go get a vacation, go down to Florida, go relax, go do something, you know, go relax. And there's no rush for anything, you know, and go from there. And to me, when it comes to your financial affairs, clear head, right? Relax and approach things the proper way is the best way to go about it.
You know, Mike, that's really something that I think is interesting and unique about our approach to, you know, helping our clients here. Because when you came and you sat in my office and you told me, you know, what's going on and what's going to happen. And, you know, the mom's been a client for a long, long time, as well as the daughter. And, you know, I said, you know, what'd you talk about? And you said you told her a vacation is probably in order for you.
Yeah.
Because she's been, you know, dealing with and helping with her mom for such a long time. And it wasn't, hey, you know, make sure you get in here when something happens because we got to take care of all this stuff. No, we'll take care of it. We'll get to it. But, you know, take care of yourself there first.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Yep. So, Mike, I don't know, for some reason or another, we know that things come in clusters in the office here. But a bunch of people recently have told us that they're pulling the plug on work at the end of this year. Yeah. You know, this is it. Retirement at the end of the year. I've gotten dates from a few of my clients. I let them know already. This is my day. This is my day. This is my day. And I got to tell you something. How exciting. How very, very exciting, especially when you've got the strategies in place already. So you go into that retirement with such huge confidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it is exciting. And especially, like I always say, Doug, when you kind of have it worked out and you know what to expect, and it's just a matter of literally turning the calendar pages, right, and saying, come on, get me to that my date.
Yep.
You know, it's not like apprehension. There's excitement. It's almost like planning a nice vacation, saying, oh, 2 more months, we go on that nice cruise or something. You know, it's so we like spinning it into that and not stress or worrying about, well, you know, 2 months, my job is over. What am I going to do for money the following week?
You know, Mike, it's funny that I've got two brothers who this year have, you know, both told me they're pulling the plug. And with the one brother, I've got a little side, like, joke bet that the other brother's so type A personality and always has to be on the move. I'm like, yeah, he's not going to pull the plug. I'm saying that he put his date in, but he's going to turn around and tell his employer, you know what, I'll hang around a little bit longer, which that's not uncommon either now, is it? We've got another client you've spoken about on the air who's threatened to retire for 3 or 4 straight years now.
I set date numerous times and backed out, and that's fine. And also, I want to point out, too, also reviewed with a client this week that's been retired and said, hey, friend called up and asked me to do some short-term work for them, and I'm doing it, and it's under my terms, and I'm enjoying doing it, and I picked up some extra bucks. Because, you know, Doug, that's another thing, too, is a lot of times, too, you say type A personalities. They like to make money. They like their, mm-hmm. That's who they are. That's who your fabric is. They want to do it. So if they find an opportunity, or hey, I am retired, and you know, guess what? My buddy Doug called me up and said, hey, you want to come do some, you know, consulting work for a month or two and make some quick bucks? Yeah, I mean, they get excited by that because, again, it's under their own terms. It's not that I have to. It's because I want to.
Right. Hey, Mike, you know what else has been really exciting in the office is getting the telephone calls in from the clients on, hey, my child has decided this is where they're going to school.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we're gonna need some money.
First round of money's due, right? It's May, June. Usually they're asking for that August deposit right? That starts in August.
Yep. You know, and that's really exciting. And you know, when we help people by setting up strategies for them to accumulate money to pay for kids, you know, college, inevitable college education or whatever it is, and then when they call and, you know, we could tell them, no problem. We send a check right out of the account. You saved it, you know, over that period of time. You did. You followed the strategy. You stuck with the plan. We got the money here. And by the way, where are they going?
Yeah. Possibly my best friend's son just completed 1 year of college and did all the things I told him to do and has all the college money set up. And so far, whenever he needed a check, just calls me up and says, send the check.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it for granted.
Right.
And one day I said to him, I said, just think, if you didn't do it, your big stress now is calling me up and saying, send the check.
Right.
But if you didn't do it and you had to come up with this money now, and you can almost tell, like, he stopped and he's like, wow, can you imagine if I didn't? I had to like write that check out, or I had to come up with this semester's money. So, you know, again, when you do the things the right way, it's easy. It's an afterthought. Like, oh, call and take money out of the college plan, as compared to saying, stressing about saying, oh, well, the next payment's due for August. Where am I getting it from?
Hey,
how are we going to do this?
You know, I'm really glad that you said that. That's a good point. And I think that we need to emphasize to people out there is that even if you didn't start when a child was born, start now, because something is better than nothing. I promise you. You know, if tuition was $30,000, right, and you've got an account that's got 15 in it, well, I promise you, you're going to be a heck of a lot happier if you've got the 15,000 there now and you only got to come up with the differential than if you had to come up with the entire thing.
Doug, when it comes to your financial affairs, even though you're late or whatever, it's always better to do something than to do nothing. How many times people come in 50 years old, early 50s, they think they don't have a lot of retirement money. Oh, I should have done more. Well, guess what? We still have another 15 years of work to be done, and it's going to be okay. And yeah, maybe it's not going to be as much as you would have wanted it to be, but it's still going to be a nice number, and something is better than not doing it. And just ignoring it and saying, oh, well, I didn't save for retirement, I'm 52 years old, or I did save, but not what I should have. Oh, I'm not going to do anything. That doesn't make it right. It's like, you know, the old two wrongs don't make a right, right?
Yeah, and when it comes to, you know, college education. Now, also listening to the show, the demographics of the radio station will tell you that there's a lot of grandparents listening to the show right now. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is. You can do something, you know, for your grandkids if you want to, and, you know, just get something rocking and rolling, or encourage your children to get something going for your grandchildren. And listen, Mike, I've got people that, you know, when I started in the business, just committed to putting away as little as $50 a month. And yet, did it cover the entire college tuition? No. But it's the whole better something than nothing.
Did you hear this week, and folks, did you hear the billionaire that gave a speech at a college and told everybody, I got all your student debt, I'll pay for it?
I heard that on the surfaces, but I didn't read the article about the whole thing.
The gentleman that spoke.
Do you know what college that was at?
No, I forget. But he said, I got you. I'm picking up the debt for everybody. So
that's unbelievable.
Unless you're that lucky, you got to do something.
Yeah. And you know what else, Mike? I read an article this week that, interesting, it said that private colleges, technically, tuitions are coming down. Although the published tuitions aren't coming down, they're offering more grants to people and more scholarships to people. So, because grants and scholarships are quote unquote free aid,
they reduce your tuition. It's
right. So it's reducing your tuition because the demand is coming down because the population is coming down.
The other thing, too, is just a side note on that speaker. I guess he's going to be recruited at every college. Every
he's going to be the hottest ticket on commencement addresses.
Wherever he's speaking next year, they're going to be sitting there going, he's going to say it. I know it.
Guy set himself up, right? So, folks, you know, when we do this What Have You Been Up To Lately segment, the idea behind it is to let you know that there's a variety of different things that people rely on us for. And we want you to be able to rely on us, too. It's not your relationship with your financial advisor shouldn't be strictly what financial instruments are you going to use? I got this, I got that. No, it's about you and your life and your framework and your lifestyle, and then using financial instruments to help you accomplish the ideas that you want to accomplish. That's how it's supposed to be, in our opinion.
Sure, and that's why we have this topic.
All right, Michael, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, we're returning to the show here on Memorial Day weekend 2019, Mike. And, you know, I think good show, but I guess we're biased. You know, the listeners out there will determine whether it was a good show or not at the end of the day. But, you know, we try hard to bring you good value. And I think that we know that retirement income planning is the number one topic on our listeners' minds out there. We know that, you know, collectively speaking. It may not apply to everybody else. Somebody else may be, you know, listening. But, Mike, I want to jump back just again for a minute here and just remind people about, you know, the special needs and paying attention to that kind of stuff there, because it really, really is important. If you got a child, and by the way, I'm not talking about, you know, an adolescent. You know, it could be a grown adult child that's, you know, going to need to be, you know, taken care of. Really important to make sure that you're doing, you know, doing the right things and having special needs trust, you know, and that kind of stuff all looked at and considered to see if it's appropriate for your situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, again, we live it. We go through it, you know, year after year. Things happen. We see things that cause us to talk about these things. We're not just, you know, pulling it out of the sky here. I mean, a lot of stuff that we talk about on shows is because of our experiences or what's gone on recently at our practice or, you know, seeing a situation that has to be overcome. And that's what we do. We try to relay it to you. We try to get you to think, you know, if we can connect with people and say, oh, that's us. We need to address this. We need to do this or what have you. And no matter what the topic may be, right? It could be, you know, retirement. It could be estate planning. It could be wills, whatever, special needs. And that's the show. In a nutshell,
yep.
Right? I mean, that's the whole idea. This is the way we've been doing it. We're going to continue to do it that way. We find that's what makes people like the show. That's what gets us the feedback, and that's the road we're on.
You know, Mike, and I also just want to circle back around here to close the show, sort of like maybe how we opened the show, and talk about Memorial Day for, you know, a minute here. And, you know, it is Memorial Day weekend, and I personally, and I know you are, you know, we're very thankful for what we have and the things that we're able to do, and because of all the people who have given of their, you know, the ultimate sacrifice that they had. I mean, Mike, there's strangers out there who put their life on the line for you and I so that we could do this stuff. You know, they didn't necessarily say, this is for Mike Bonaccorso, this is for Doug Chapman. But as Americans, you know, and people who live in this country and the freedoms that we are, you know, given and entitled to, we couldn't have it if it wasn't for, you know, those people.
You know, Doug, I understand as a country we do stuff for you know, for these folks and days of celebration and the thank yous that are given. But truly, it's a debt that can never be paid back.
Can't.
That check will never be cashed to help, you know, and it's just, it'll never happen. It just, enough can't be said. And you know what the thing is, too? It's not, Yeah, it's for the past, but it's also for today and the future of what's
there's
going
to be
on.
Somebody else who unfortunately is you know, is somebody going to that a family's going to be remembering and memorializing, you know, at some point in time. So, you know, and we want you to have, you know, have a great weekend and enjoy yourselves. And, you know, hopefully the weather's nice and you can get together with family and friends and, you know, have your barbecues and whatever, have a couple of cold beers, you know, whatever your thing is and do that and have a good time. But just remember while you're getting together to do that out there and, you know, to take a minute and say, hey guys, let's not forget, you know, and you know, what the heck? Throw a toast up in the air or whatever you want to do, right?
Yep, sure.
You know, so it's really important. Anything else you want to add in the show here, Mike?
Nah, you know, Doug, I think we, you know, folks, anything we talked about or any way we could be of assistance or help you, feel free to give us a call, you know. And again, we're trying to just get you to think about your situation and do something positive for yourself.
Yeah, you know, and we are here and able to help you and willing to help you. Our web address is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And reminder to you that, you know, you are very welcome to have a complimentary consultation with no obligation with us. We've got offices in Clark, in Parsippany, in Martinsville, Manasquan, meeting facility down in Toms River, Manhattan, and we are old school. We make house calls. So there's no reason and there's no excuse for any of you out there to not pick the phone up and say, hey, you want to know something? I'm going to let them help me.
Sure.
You know, so that's going to wind it up for this week, folks. The number to reach us, 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. Always willing and able to help you. If you want the booklet that we spoke about earlier in the show, you know, just call up and leave a message and we'll be happy to send it out for you. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend and we will be back again next weekend. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.